Love him or hate him, you have to admire Abraham's chutzpah. The Jewish people, of course, love him, and they proudly claim him as their father in faith. Today's first reading from the book of Genesis amply demonstrates why. Abraham was their courageous defender, their resolute advocate, even to the point of arguing with God on their behalf. You remember how this story begins. God is hell-bent on annihilating the people of Sodom because of their depravity. In particular, God was appalled by Sodom's hostile rejection of some strangers, messengers from God, as it turns out, who appear in their city. In a region that was often harsh and full of menace, travelers and migrants desperately depended on hospitality. The people of Sodom, however, not only refused hospitality, they wantonly abused their divine visitors. Interestingly, in advocating on their behalf, Abraham never disputes the facts about Sodom's wickedness, nor does he offer any extenuating excuses. He simply wheedles and cajoles until God relents. In effect, Abraham is reminding God who God is and how God acts. You are a merciful and gracious God, slow to anger and rich in kindness and fidelity. As Abraham begins to plead Sodom's case, he cunningly asked God, "Will you destroy all the people, the good as well as the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous people living in Sodom? Will you destroy them too?" "All right," acknowledges God. "If there are 50 righteous, I will spare the whole city." Says Abraham. "Suppose we come up a mere 5 people short. Will you still destroy the city?" "All right," says God, "even if there are only 45 righteous, for their sake I will relent in my punishment." "So what if there are only 40? And so Abraham continues to haggle until he gets God to settle for 10 measly righteous people. 10 measly righteous people in that huge city. Think about it. With a little luck, I could probably find 10 righteous people here this morning. What brassiness Abraham shows in standing up to God like that. Whatever other faults he might have had, he sure had spunk. And maybe that's what God was searching for when he set about fashioning his own chosen people, Israel. A passionate God on the lookout for a passionate disciple. A risk-taking God willing to gamble it all on one high-spirited disciple, even one who is as far from perfect as Abraham was. I think that's the challenge that the scripture dangles before us this morning. Being a disciple of Jesus is not about having a perfect moral pedigree. It is not always about doing the right thing. Rather, it's about sharing God's passion for the world, sharing God's passion for the people of the world. Think about that other passionate servant of God, Moses. Moses did not start out as a holy person. In fact, he was a fugitive, an outlaw on the lam because he murdered an Egyptian official. An Egyptian official who was bullying an Israelite slave. Despite Moses' grave offense, God peered into his heart and spotted a passion for justice. And God took a chance that he might be able to channel Moses' passion into something for good. And so he did. It was Moses' passion for God's people that enabled him to confront Pharaoh and to rescue the Hebrew children and to lead them dry shod through the sea all the way to the promised land. That, my friends, is what God wants to know about you and me this morning. Is there any fire in your belly? Where is your passion? Remember Jesus' words, "I have come to set the world on fire, and how I wish it were already ablaze." Does your encounter with God at Mass this morning enkindle any fire within you? Does your hearing the gospel push you to see how you might make this world a better place? Does your receiving the body and blood of Christ today ignite any desire to become more loving, more generous in serving others, more forgiving? You know, in the book of Revelation, God says to the early Christians living in Laodicea, "How well I know you. You are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were either cold or hot. But because you are lukewarm, I will puke you out of my mouth." Please, God, let that indictment not fall on our heads. Let us ask Abraham and all the saints to plead with God on our behalf that we might become a more passionate people. Passionate for justice, passionate for holiness, passionate for peace. And that through us, just as through our passionate father in faith, Abraham, all the people on earth might be blessed.